This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
And welcome to a truncated at your service. Thanks for sticking around tonight. Brad Young here after the Billikens game, the Lady Billikens. They scored a great, it was a great game. If you didn't listen to it, you missed a great, great game. I'm just going to be with you till 10 o'clock tonight. And then after that, of course, is the best of Dave Glover. So you're certainly going to want to stick around for that. Matt Pajeski, I'm going to pull you in here. He's grinning like, oh, sheesh, what's he going to ask me? You've been working tonight.
I've been working, Brad. We did a short sports open line, worked a very, very enthralling women's basketball game. Now I'm here with Brad Young. Now it's the best part of the night. At your service with Brad Young.
Yeah, right. Okay, checks in the mail, pal. Checks in the mail. But no, I wanted to ask you because today is National Clean Your Refrigerator Day. Now, again, I don't like to prep you ahead of time when I'm going to pile on you because I like to get you legitimate answers. So you live in a house with how many 20-something males?
Two.
And you. So there's three of you.
Yeah.
Okay. So three 20-something males living in an apartment or a house?
It's an apartment.
It's an apartment. What does your refrigerator look like?
The first thing you could guess, you'd be correct. There is a lot of beer in that fridge.
All right, but beer doesn't go bad.
That's true.
All right, so I used to work with a guy who was in the who spent his career in the Navy before he went to law school, and he would eat anything out of a refrigerator. At the office. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if it was a penicillin factory. It didn't matter if it expired 6 months ago. He said, listen, if the Navy food didn't kill me, this won't. And he would eat anything. So if I looked in the Pajeski refrigerator, besides the beer, would I find food of questionable bacteria count?
You would not. Our fridge is broken up into three shelves, one for each roommate.
Yep.
My shelf is nice and tidy. The food stays fresh. Now, I can't speak for the other shelves, though.
Okay, that's right, because that's beyond your jurisdiction.
The other shelves, that food may be questionable. probably wouldn't pass any FDA tests anymore. But no, I always keep my food fresh. I go grocery shopping probably once a week and keep a lot of lunch meat in there, eggs, and, of course, beer.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Knowing you as I do, that doesn't surprise me. But the other shelves at the Pajeski household, you take your life in your own hands if you eat from that shelf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't touch that other shelf.
Okay, yeah, don't touch that. So I when I saw that, I thought, oh, I got to ask you about it. And I really don't have a lot of time to dive into some topics tonight. But one of the things I absolutely wanted to get to was the Attorney General's office Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, he issued his what he calls his final report against Kim Gardner. And I read through all of it, and obviously Kim Gardner has been really just a lightning rod of controversy since she was first elected to the Circuit Attorney's office here in St. Louis. And she was ousted from office. She voluntarily resigned literally hours before she was scheduled to be deposed after the judge ordered her to submit for a deposition. But the final report came out, and even I was struck by this. I've covered her career probably as closely, if not more closely, than any other media person in St. Louis. Why? Was it because I had it out for her? No. It's because I recognized very early on that she had an agenda. And that agenda was not to enforce the laws in the city of St. Louis. That was not her agenda at all. In fact, her agenda was the opposite, to not enforce the law. And I can say that. I've got objective data to back that up. For example, during her approximate six-year tenure in the Circuit Attorney's office, her office dismissed 25,000 cases that were pending. Now, I've got to give a little bit of background on this. In a normal prosecuting attorney or circuit attorney's office, some level of dismissals naturally occur. For example, just let me give you an example. If you've got a circuit attorney or one of the assistant circuit attorneys who's going to trial and a police officer who is a essential witness is just not available and it's set for trial, then really you have no choice but to dismiss the case and then refile. Or if you have an essential witness, say, for example, in an assault and battery case, and the person who was injured in that incident is also similarly not available, you have to dismiss. You don't have a witness, you don't have a case. I understand that. But these are 25,000 cases that were simply dismissed. These aren't cases that were dismissed and refiled or dismissed for procedural purposes. These were cases that were dismissed by her office. And in addition to that, there were almost 3,000 cases. Think about that, 3,000 cases. That's 500 cases a year for the tenure of her service were dismissed by judges because her attorneys did not prosecute the cases. And think about, if I asked you right now, what's the one case that Kim Gardner actually prosecuted? You know it. You've got that picture in your mind. It's the McCloskeys. Now, the McCloskeys, in my opinion, didn't handle that situation very well. I would have handled it far differently. But they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't kill anyone. They didn't discharge their firearms. They were protecting their property. It may not have been very smart, but it wasn't illegal. And yet she was focused on prosecuting them. Why? Because it fit her narrative, which is don't prosecute any crime unless it goes against people that I support, which in this instance was protesters. And so she went after them. But here's the part that shocked me. I don't know if you read the report, but her office also paid $351,000 in taxpayer money. That's your money if you live or work in the city of St. Louis. $351,000 paid to an unlicensed attorney who was providing legal advice. Now, I never heard this. That's a lot of money. $351,000 paid to someone who wasn't even licensed to practice law. And there were countless violations of the Crime Victims Act. So this hopefully shuts the case on this. I've got a couple other points I want to make from this report. We have to take a break right now. We'll be right back to finish this idea of Kim Gardner. Thumbs up or thumbs down for the city of St. Louis? I think the verdict's out, and it's thumbs down. Brad Young, at your service. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Use both your KMOX presets when you're in the car. 98.7 FM near the city and 1120 AM further out. Two buttons for KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
Welcome back to a truncated at your service. Brad Young in with you till 10 o'clock tonight. And I was talking about the Kim Gardner report from Andrew Bailey. And there's a couple of other things that I want to highlight here before I put a pin in this. And that is the following. First of all, the report outlines how when she was in office. Now, keep in mind, if you're an office holder, just like when there was this issue with Sam Page in St. Louis County a couple of years ago, where he was working on the weekends as an anesthesiologist. And you're like, well, listen, we elected you to be the St. Louis County executive, but you're working another job on the side. That's a problem. We elected you to do a job, not to be a part-time St. Louis County executive. And so now he's had to break away from that. And yet that's what we had with Kim Gardner. She was going to SLU. Now, we just heard SLU tonight. She was going to St. Louis U to get a nursing degree while she was being paid to be the circuit attorney. And those classes were meeting during the day. And so your tax dollars, if you live in the city, if you work in the city, your tax dollars were going for a part-time circuit attorney while she was attending classes on the side. Also, it also points out that the state needs to beef up their statutes because as it stands right now, Kim Gardner could run for office the next time there's an election. That's it. And I even got a text coming in, an emphatic thumbs down on Kim Gardner. She brought reform, all right. What a debacle. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what we had. But she could run for re-election again. There's nothing under state law right now that would prevent her from running for re-election. And that would be bad for the city of St. Louis. It really would. The current circuit attorney, his name is Gabe Gore. He's doing a fantastic job. He's increasing prosecutions. He's beefed up the staff. People actually want to work. Attorneys actually want to work in the circuit attorney's office again. That hasn't happened since 2016. And yet they are there to prosecute crime. So the state legislature needs to take a look at this. And what the proposal is to say that any public official who resigns or is removed from office during what's called a quo warranto action, which is the legal term for the action that removed her, was attempting to remove her from power, they would be ineligible to run for office. Because as it stands right now, she could be back. Now, I don't think she would get elected. I would hope not. But she won the last two elections. She ran with overwhelming majorities. Over 70% voted for Kim Gardner. Now, why, since the beginning of her tenure, why was I so focused on her? Well, first of all, I think Judge Michael Noble said it best right towards the end when she was being sanctioned for her failure to prosecute crimes. This is a judge. The judge called her, and I've incorporated this phrase into my lexicon, that she was a rudderless ship of chaos. What a great phrase that summed her up. But really, my focus on her from the beginning was for this reason and this reason alone. not because of race, not because of gender, but because of worldview. She was trained by George Soros at something called the Vera Institute. What is the Vera Institute? It's a training center for attorneys who want to be circuit attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, U.S. attorneys. But it's a training center that teaches basically the following, that because of systemic racism that has been in this country, and first of all, there's no doubt, obviously, racism has played a big part in this country, and I'm not denying that. But for them, the solution to racism is to not prosecute minority criminals. That's the solution. And so if you look at that as a worldview, it becomes easy to understand why 25,000 cases were dismissed, because she saw that as her calling, not to prosecute crime, but to not prosecute crime. And so she dismissed 25,000 cases. That's why almost 3,000 cases were dismissed by judges for failure to prosecute, because prosecuting crime was not a priority for Kim Gardner. So if you talk to any of the city planners, any of the leaders in the city of St. Louis, whether they're black and white, doesn't matter. Whether they're elected or religious leaders, it doesn't matter. Civic leaders, corporate leaders, doesn't matter. Everyone uniformly and unanimously will tell you that the number one issue in the city of St. Louis is crime, bar none, over any other issue. And so if the issue is crime, we had a circuit attorney whose worldview, whose paradigm was, I'm going to not prosecute crime. And that's why from very early on, I was against her. I spotted that, again, not because of race, not because of gender, but because of worldview. And I was a very vocal critic of hers, both on this station and others and other media throughout St. Louis, because I thought she was harming the city that I love, which is the city of St. Louis. And so I'm glad that the book is closed on that. In a couple of minutes that I have here, I also want to mention that one of the cases against Donald Trump, trying to allege that he's ineligible to run for office because he's committed insurrection in violation of the 14th Amendment, I've said right here on these airways many times, all of these cases will fail. Why? Because I like Donald Trump? No, I'm not even a Donald Trump fan. I've never voted for him. However, if you look at these lawsuits, they cannot sustain or they cannot be sustained legally because under the law of the 14th Amendment, the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment isn't even enforceable by state law or federal law. So last week, we had a court in Minnesota that dismissed that lawsuit. Yesterday, actually, just last night, it was right before 10 o'clock, a judge in Michigan dismissed a lawsuit. You're going to see a judge in Colorado dismiss a lawsuit. All of these will eventually be dismissed because they cannot be prosecuted legally. The other cases, Trump's got a lot of legal issues. He's paying a lot of legal bills, which in of itself, you know, is not a bad thing. My wife's always in favor when the lawyers get paid. But in this instance, he's got a lot of legal troubles, but these are not among them. Next week, I'll be joining you next Wednesday night on At Your Service. I've got a lot of stuff I'm going to be carrying over to next week, including if Elon Musk gets his own movie, who should play Elon Musk? I'll be delving into those issues and more on At Your Service coming up next week. Now, in the meantime, though, and what would you say? I'm going to go to you. We got a minute here left. Who should play Elon Musk? I've got a couple of ideas.
Okay.
Rami Malek, Michael Fassbender, Robert Downey Jr., or Nicolas Cage?
Hey, Robert Downey Jr. was the first thought that came to mind because I see his character in Iron Man is kind of similar, although they're very different.
Elon was even in the second Iron Man movie.
Yeah, he was. But, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is a rich guy. He spends all his money on cool gadgets and toys, like building an Iron Man suit. So I don't know if Elon Musk is a hero, but, you know, I can see.
I'm not sure he's a hero or not, but next week I'll be opening up the phone lines to see whom you would recommend that we should play Elon Musk. Sorry we didn't have a long show tonight, but it was worth it because we got to hear some great Billigans basketball. My alma mater, St. Louis U Law School, where I went. Glad they won tonight. Coming up next, the best of Dave Glover on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.